And I'm Peter Overby in Washington, where in 1991, first-term Senator John McCain was facing the Senate Ethics Committee. He was a member of the Keating Five, senators who had pressured federal regulators on behalf of well-connected savings and loan financier Charles Keating. McCain testified that Keating's campaign contributions over the years didn't influence him.
People who live in your state will contribute to your campaign. Those people also may need help from time to time, and may need your, quote, intervention. The key to it is, obviously, is to intervene in a proper fashion.
Charlie Keating was more than a constituent. He had flown McCain and his family on vacations to the Bahamas. McCain's wife, Cindy, had invested in real estate with him. But with the deregulated savings and loan industry crashing from too many bad investments and federal regulators going after Keating's savings and loan empire, Keating needed help. Asked if his campaign money would win friends on Capitol Hill, he said, "I certainly hope so." The Keating Five met with regulators, who indeed felt pressured. But McCain did less than some of the other senators. Washington lawyer Robert Bennett was special counsel to the Ethics Committee. He wanted McCain dropped from the case. But he says Democrats insisted that McCain, as the only Republican, stay in the docket.
"I'm a Democrat, but I nevertheless found that objectionable."
The committee criticized McCain's poor judgment, and he has often expressed remorse, as he did here on the campaign trail in 1999.
"I could argue with you till I'm blue in the face that I did nothing wrong in the Keating affair, which might be technically true, but I know that I did wrong by attending that meeting with four other senators and a group of regulators."
Today, the Obama campaign unveiled a 13-minute mini-documentary on the Keating Five case. It's narrated by William Black, who was one of the regulators.
"Senator McCain knew the facts because we had briefed him. He knew this was a criminal enterprise."
This afternoon, William Dowd, McCain's attorney, flatly dismissed the attack.
"It's sort of a classic political smear job on John."
Bennett says the Keating Five case doesn't belong in the presidential race.
"I don't think it's a basis for calling into question Senator McCain's ability to be president, any more than I think that Sarah Palin's assertions regarding the relationship with Mr. Ayers, who did some things when Senator Obama was 8 years old, I don't think that's a basis either."
But the Obama campaign says this isn't about the past. The video frames the Keating Five case as a symptom of deregulation, just like the current crisis on Wall Street. And it paints McCain as someone who helped one constituent, Charlie Keating, while just like today, taxpayers got stuck with the bill. Maybe a more nuanced approach than what's coming from McCain's campaign, but ultimately just as sharp-edged. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.